Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on April 22nd regarding Joseph Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. Joseph Turner is a 47-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8-6-20 doing a routine task. Apparently this involved heavy lifting overhead. Apparently as a result, he believes he injured his left shoulder and lower back. Apparently he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, including shoulder surgery, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Apparently he completed his course of active treatment in September 2021. Apparently, paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Turner alleged he was lifting boxes and injured his left shoulder and back. Apparently, treatment records show he... participated in physical therapy beginning 2/16/21. Period. He had an MRI of the left shoulder on 3/17/21 to be inserted here. Period. That same day, he had a lumbar spine MRI to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by orthopedist Dr. Chern, C-H-E-R-N, on 4/21/21. Period. She stated he injured himself on 8/6/20. But he was lifting 50-pound boxes multiple times and started having pain in his shoulder as a result. Apparently, this developed later that day. Apparently, he denied any specific lift where he had sudden pain in the left shoulder. Apparently, his pain was 7/10. Apparently, Dr. Chern reviewed treatment notes from Meridian Occupational Health, which focus on treatment of his left shoulder as well as the lower back. Dr. Chern performed an exam and noted the results of the shoulder and lumbar MRI studies. He diagnosed osteoarthritis of the left acromius clavicular joint with impingement syndrome as well as a lumbar disc herniation. For the latter, he recommended seeing an orthopedic spine specialist. In terms of the rotator cuff tendinosis, it was most likely from chronic inflammation of the rotator cuff and more likely than not pre-existed the work injury. A corticosteroid injection for the left AC joint was accepted. Dr. Chern wrote that degenerative joint disease of the left AC joint was pre-existing. He followed up with Dr. Chern over the next few months. New paragraph on 5/25/21, he performed surgery to be inserted here. That same date, he performed, scratch that, he had an ultrasound of the brachial plexus performed. In 7/26/21, Dr. Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S, performed epidural steroid injection, as he did again on 9/13/21. New paragraph, the petitioner was seen by spine specialist Dr. Yalom and Chile on 5/6/21. He reviewed the lumbar MRI from 3/17/21, but he also performed x-rays done in the office that showed no fracture or anterolisthesis. His assessment was lumbar disc herniation with radiculopathy, for which a medrol dose pack was prescribed. He was then referred to pain management. He continued to be followed by Dr. Chern, such as on 6/9/21. New paragraph. He then was seen by pain specialist Dr. Myers beginning 6/25/21. Injections were rendered as noted above. He followed up with Dr. Myers and Dr. Chern through 12/20/21. On the latter visit, He was deemed by Dr. Yelman Chile to have reached maximum medical improvement. He cleared the petitioner for full duty as per the functional capacity evaluation. Period. Physical exam. Extremities up, but they were healed. Portal scars about the left shoulder with some bridging keloid information between the two lower portals in a transverse orientation. Pretty wants plastic surgery for this scar. But there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5 minus for resisted left shoulder internal rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 85. Elicited only low back tenderness bilaterally without radicular complaints. Pretty had tenderness palpation about the right sacroiliac joint, but there was none on the left. Pair the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 8/6/20 Joseph Turner. Reportedly injured his lower back and left shoulder doing routine activities that involved lifting at work. Period. He at some point was seen at Hackensack Meridian Occupational Health. Period. They had him participate in physical therapy. Period. MRI of the left shoulder and lumbar spine were done on 3/17/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Chern and his colleagues. Period. Dr. Chern performed surgery in the left shoulder to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner also accepted epidural injections from Dr. Myers. Period. Follow-up with the physicians in this group ran through 12/20/21. Period. Insert the usual new paragraph. The current exam found there to be full range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He had a muscular physique. Period. There was minimal weakness in left shoulder internal rotation. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. Did full range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at very obtuse angles of 85 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. This is not clinically meaningful. Period. Neural tension signs were also negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left shoulder. Period. And put this in bold. Insert the postoperative diagnoses here. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine as this relates to the event of 8/6/20. Period. Does have pre-existing degenerative disease in this region. Period. It was not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. End.